Now the time it takes for the letter or package you ship via the U.S. Postal Service could get a little slower, thanks to parts of a 10-year plan to update the federal agency drawn up by current Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. The plan aims to deal with budget shortfalls under the current funding system, but the plan, and mail service in general, has seen controversy over the last year, including concerns about delivery speed for things like mail-in ballots and holiday packages. Jacob Bogage is a reporter for The Washington Post, covering business and technology, the coronavirus, and the U.S. Postal Service. Jacob, welcome back to Central Time.
It's always great to be with you.
Well, remind us, first of all, of the budget situation facing the post office that's kind of behind this 10-year plan. Unlike a lot of government departments, the Postal Service has to break even, right?
That's right. The Postal Service does not get taxpayer money, or at least it's not supposed to. It's supposed to subsist on the sale of postage products. That was really great for a long time because we didn't have the internet. So if you wanted to communicate, you called somebody on the phone or you sent them a letter. We don't do that anymore. And because we're sending less mail, the Postal Service doesn't have as much money as it used to. And so to fund itself, it needs to cut costs to keep its bottom line even. So that's where we get with the 10-year plan. Parts of it try to invest in the Postal Service to cut costs down the road. Parts of it will slow service to cut costs in the near future. And some of it's just some reorganization as well. And then another part is some funky accounting. And that's how we get to, you know, what could be some really meaningful impacts for consumers.
Before we dig further into the plan, let's look at the person at the center of all this, Louis DeJoy, the Postmaster General, seen some controversy over the last year. Can you tell a little bit of his story, how he came to be the Postmaster General, why some people don't like that he's still Postmaster General?
Yeah, absolutely. So Louis DeJoy is a former supply chain logistics executive. That's the business of getting something from point A to point B, in his case, mostly on trucks. And he's also a major donor to the Republican Party and a major donor to former President Donald Trump. The Postal Service, as it was battling with its finances when the pandemic started, needed some more money from Congress and needed the president's approval to get more money from Congress. And the White House, we've reported, exerted an incredible amount of influence on the Postal Service to raise prices here and cut costs there, and ultimately persuaded the Postal Service's Board of Governors to take the candidate of its choosing for Postmaster General, and that was Louis DeJoy. He enters the Postal Service as it needs to cut costs and starts changing a bunch of things on the eve of the election that aroused a bunch of suspicion from Democrats and voting rights advocates about how we were going to vote in November and October of last year, because a lot of us voted by mail. And that suspicion or distrust continues to this day.
Talking to Jacob Bogage from The Washington Post, looking at the latest news on the U.S. Postal Service, its leadership, and a plan, a 10-year plan to change services and to try to save money. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. If you have thoughts on the future of the U.S. Postal Service or questions for our guest, again, 800-642-1234. All right, Jacob, that's under President Trump. And some of the same critics you were referring to there thought maybe that under President Biden, Louis DeJoy's days would be numbered as Postmaster General. He's still there. How come?
Yeah, he's still there. And that's because the president does not have a direct route to firing the Postmaster General. The Postmaster General is appointed and serves at the pleasure at the Postal Service's Board of Governors. Think of it like a company's board of directors. And the Board of Governors generally like him. There's 9 members. Four of them were in office when the Postmaster General was appointed. 6 of them were in office when they approved his 10-year plan for the agency to slow down mail service and to increase prices. And then President Biden appointed 3 more later on. And so the votes are still there to keep Louis DeJoy in office.
Let's look at the plan a little more now. How does a modernization plan end up making packages and letters in some places take longer to get from point A to point B?
Yeah, and so think about it this way. I am sitting here in Washington, D.C. You all are in Wisconsin. If I wanted to send you mail frequently that mail could fly on a plane to get to you. It's a airmail is a postal service tradition dating to 1918. It's been around a long, long time. This plan is going to cut about half of the mail that used to fly on planes, and they're going to put it on trucks and truck it across the country or truck to different places. Obviously, it takes a lot longer for something to go in a truck across the country than it would to go on a plane. That is the root of this slowdown. But when you put that in practice across the country, it has very disparate effects on different parts of the country. Going from west to east, from the west coast to the east coast, it's going to take a lot more time for mail to get delivered. And we were able to really identify some of the hardest hit places, places like pretty much the entire west coast, Portland and Seattle, near Houston, near Orlando. Basically, if you are on the extremities of this country, your mail is going to take longer to reach you, especially if it's coming from out of state.
We're talking to reporter Jacob Bogage from the Washington Post, looking at a lot of the latest news around the U.S. Postal Service, the Postmaster General's long-term plan to modernize the agency. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How important is the Postal Service to you, especially where you live? Do you still send letters by mail? Do you send packages through the U.S. Postal Service more than you did in the past, maybe? I don't know. How would a slowdown in service impact you? And what do you think of the current Postmaster General? Call in at 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation with the U.S. Postal Service, its budget, its 10-year plan for the future, and its leadership. Washington Post reporter Jacob Bogage stays with us. He covers the USPS, among other things. You can join in with your thoughts and questions at 800-642-1234. Do you see ways that the Postal Service could save some money? Are you willing to say, hey, stuff can move a little slower if that helps meet the bottom line there? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Let's bring on a caller now. Mike is with us in Appleton. Mike, hi.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for taking my call. I guess my comment, well, first off, I just want to say, the USPS being one of the oldest institutions in America, back to the days of the Pony Express, and being one of the crucial institutions at various points in our country's history. And, I share, as the guest mentioned earlier, I do have quite a few misgivings about the current Postmaster General, both because of some of the actions he took prior to last year's election, like the removal of high-volume mail sorting machines as well as the fact that, if I remember correctly, Louis DeJoya also has a pretty significant stake in a competing delivery company, and not one that was run very well, incidentally.
Mike, thanks for the call. And Mike brings up something we haven't gotten into, Jacob, concerns about Louis DeJoy's possible conflicts of interest, people have claimed. Tell us a little bit about that story.
Yeah, this was something that has been a concern since his name surfaced for when he was hired for this job, and has continued to dog him. And we've done some reporting on that previously. DeJoy ran a company called XPO Logistics. It purchased or helped run that company. It purchased his family business, which he grew from a small trucking firm into a kind of national powerhouse. And recently, the Postal Service announced it will contract out crucial parts of its processing centers and give them to XPO Logistics, and we'll pay XPO Logistics $120 million to do that. Now, Louis DeJoy says he has nothing to do with the selection of that contract. That still has raised a lot of, what's the right word? Mistrust again, especially because DeJoy continues to draw annual revenue from this company. He leases XPO office buildings to the tune of more than $2 million a year. So there are folks do have concerns about potential conflicts of interest between DeJoy and some of the companies that compete or contract with the Postal Service.
Thanks for the call, Mike. And Louis, or Jacob, I'm sorry, Mike also mentioned that Louis DeJoy, or at least the USPS under Louis DeJoy, had, he said, removed some high-speed mail sorting machines prior to the election. I have dim memories of people making that claim. I don't remember how it all panned out,
though. No, that's right. 671 high-speed sorting machines. There's a give and take there to what Mike was saying, the caller. These removals of sorting machines, they are planned out far in advance of when they're actually removed. So those, the plans for those removals did predate Louis DeJoy, and some of those machines are removed every year. This was about 10% of what the Postal Service has in terms of its capacity of sorting machines. Normally they only do 2 or 3%. So it was certainly an increase. We don't really know why it was increased that much. Based on all of the investigations that my colleagues and I have done, and the inspector generals and other folks in government have done, those removals don't appear to have had much, if any, impact at all on the way the Postal Service executed during the election.
Thanks again for the call, Mike. And Jacob, I know there has been talk, and you've written about this some, of, hey, Congress doing something to update the charter with the U.S. Postal Service. What kind of things are out there? What are the chances of them passing?
Yeah, Congress has looked at postal reform for years and years and years now, and I have sources who will call me because they know I'm a big fan of Snoopy and the Peanuts comics and say it's like Lucy with the football and Charlie Brown, that we get so close to passing postal reform and it doesn't happen. We are somewhere down that road again in this Congress. Postal reform has been a priority in the House, specifically to restructure the way the Postal Service pays for its retirees' health care, which is a Byzantine system that we don't have time to get into right now. That is the main driver in this legislation. There's also talk the Postal Service, and you guys are up in Wisconsin, so I'm sure a lot of your listeners care about Oshkosh Defense, is purchasing up to 165,000 new mail trucks from Oshkosh Defense, and they'll start hitting the streets by 2023. There's also some talk about getting funding to help the Postal Service purchase those trucks and make them electric trucks instead of gasoline powered. And that potentially could make its way into this reconciliation budget package that's being debated right now in both the House and the Senate.
And briefly, as we wrap up, Jacob, what are you watching for next, given all the threads to the USPS story?
Oh, my. I am watching very closely to see if that money stays in the reconciliation package. As we know, there's some disagreement about what dollar amount that will come in at. So that's one thing I'm looking at. The other thing I'm looking at is President Biden is going to have the opportunity to nominate two new governors to replace folks on the postal board in December. And that could be very influential on Louis DeJoy's future with the Postal Service.
Jacob, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us again.
Always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
That's Jacob Bogage. He covers the U.S. Postal Service, among other things, at the Washington Post. And he joined us today to look at several USPS stories, including coming slowdowns in delivery times, along with big changes in the works from the Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy.